Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 290, part 2, the conclusion to Promise 12. Today is Sunday, May 5th, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Huh? Don't you want a situation? You're always going to have situations. It could be worse. You could be dead. That'd be a situation, wouldn't it? You want to experience that? You will. But I mean, don't experience it now when you're alive. You are totally dead, spiritually speaking, and even can't get motivated in your natural form when you're not praising God. You lose your exuberance. You lose it. Huh? I feel like I'm losing it. You've lost it. It isn't that you are losing it. You've lost it because you lost out because you didn't praise the Lord. And so you can tell people you're not praising the Lord. Would you mind doing this? I'm going to! Sure, praise the Lord. Like I was talking about this young man on Friday night. It was a joy. It was just simple. He comes in, does this work, does that work. You want me to do that? Want me to do the bathroom? Sure. Huh? Okay, goodbye. And that was it. See, being simple is the answer. Simply praise the Lord. That's the easiest thing, isn't it? Be simple. You don't have to go to great big huge meetings where they get into high praise. Half of them don't mean it. We will praise you. And after they leave there, they fight like everything going home in their cars. Huh? I'm talking about you and God. I'm talking about your systems. I'm talking about your systems are go when you learn how to enter into the gates. And the only way you can enter into the gates of praise is with praise and thanksgiving. And just enter in there, simply do it. And that's why God commands it. It's good for you. Are you hearing this? In everything, give thanks. In every situation. See, we don't give thanks for, but in. You don't give thanks when somebody, now that'd be insane. Someone comes up and says, you know, I don't like your looks. Here's a knuckle sandwich. You don't thank God for that. But now you got these two black eyes, see? Your nose is doing the 180 over here, see? A couple of teeth are loose, and you're standing there with blood dripping down. And you clean it all up, and here's what you say. In that thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Could have lost all my teeth. Praise the Lord, he only hit me once. Praise the Lord, I wasn't... Praise the Lord, I didn't fight back and get my head taken off. Praise God, boy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making me a coward at that particular time. Usually I'm a dynamo, you know. Are you hearing this? You're always going to have all these times, you're always going to have situations, and you always got to thank God in those situations, somehow. In everything. In the joy things. Wow, wasn't that a great day today? Oh, so everything went so smooth. Why can't every day be that way? Did you notice how everything went so smooth? Thank God when there's joy. Thank God when you're in sorrow. Oh, God. I can't think of one thing to thank you for. That's like a thankless child, isn't it? Room full of toys and bunnies and rabbits and everything you could, you know, possibly win at the penny arcade, or it's $4 arcade at the fair, and all these animals and everything is sitting there all, there's nothing to thank God for. A 16-year-old girl got a brand new car sitting in the driveway, and Johnny O has jilted her, and her whole life is going down the tubes, and she's, there's a pimple over here in her hair, it just looks so bad. There's nothing to thank God for. Who's the loser? Take a look around the room, Miss 16-year-old spoiled brat. Are you listening to me on the radio? Start to praise the Lord that your parents even put up with you. That's a miracle. Yeah, in everything. Praise the Lord when laughter comes. Don't that feel good when you have a good gut buster? Well, you know what I mean? It just starts to come in, your sides ache. I got one of those the other night. I was all by myself. Huh? I was all by myself, and I had a gut buster. Huh? Oh, man. My sides were hurting. Huh? Anoka Hospital had to come in, pick me up. No. And when you're tearful, you ever have those days when you just feel like crying? Cry me a river. You ever hear that song? And you just feel tearful. Well, it's okay to tear up. Well, praise the Lord when the tears are flowing. Remind yourself that there's things that you should really be crying about. Learn how to praise the Lord in all things and give thanks in the light and the bright things, in the dark and the heavy things. In everything, give thanks. See, we must develop the habit. The habit, I said, of thanks. Isn't there a song, "It's Beginning to Be a Habit with Me"? We're in the habit of not giving thanks. Nah. Kids nowadays, they just say, nah. Here, look what Dad bought you. Tell you, they say things you can't understand. Huh? Do you like that, baby, honey, sweetie pie? Does this make Mommy's little darling happy? I was down here at, this is several years ago, before I was saved. And that's my excuse for saying what I said. But there was this girl, and she was about 16 years old. Well, honey, don't you like this? I thought you picked it up. We've been shopping all day. And she had bags and boxes and all this thing. And the waitress came, and she was just as rude as she could be, you know what I mean? And all pouty and mean looking, you know. And I thought, now there could be a lovely girl, but she is uglier than sin itself. I mean, just look at her. She is so ugly. And she could be so pretty. And she would just, she had to go, and she had to go with her mother and buy all these things, and she was so tired, and she was late for the... And finally, I went over there, and I said, hey, look it. I can't allow this to happen. I've been listening to you for 15 minutes telling your mom off, okay? Look at all the stuff she bought you. Hey, why don't you do your mom a favor? And I wasn't saved yet. I said, do your mom a favor and run away. God knows I hate life enough without looking at you. That's what I said. I wasn't saved yet. I didn't know how to praise God either, but I knew that much. I venture to say someone's listening on the radio right now with that very same attitude. In everything. See, we got to have the habit like you're going to work, okay? What do they call those people? Hills people that talk like you? Like you what? I heard some girls talking like that. Like I don't want to go. Like I don't, huh? Isn't that crazy? The what? The valley girls? Yeah, the valley girls. Well, maybe they got something. I like that word they use. It. Like I don't want to go. Like I don't want to, yeah. Well, like going to work. Do you like stop going because it's cold? Do you like going because it's hot? Huh? Do you like not go because it's raining? Huh? Do you like stop going because certain people might be there? Well, that's the way they sound. People sound that way now. Sound like you're in a toll valley all the time. Do you like stop going to work because of baby, huh? Do you like not go to work because you have a headache? Do you like not going because you want to watch TV, huh? Or the soaps, or be in your snuggly bed, or like you have depression, huh? Or maybe like your wife is naggy, huh? Or your husband, like is impossible. Or like your hair didn't turn out. People sound just like the valley creatures. Huh? And do you know why you did the impossible and went to work? Because of money. That is another God. We won't get into that today. But you did the impossible for money. You believe in money. You love money. Doesn't matter about people that might be there. Or about baby, or about you'd like to watch the soaps, or you're snuggly, or depression. None of those things. You went because you love money. And then why do you use all these excuses not to come to church and give thanks to God? Oh, I can watch the ivory plastic tower. I can watch the Hour of Power. I can watch the Cypress Gardens of Florida on my TV. Huh? I can watch the Bible Thumpers on there, huh? And the piano players and the flute players and the testimony makers and all that. Why don't you come down here and put up with some of us ignorant people down here? Huh? That's not praising God sitting in front of that boob tube, is it? On Sunday? Now, I think this also means we are to be thankful when we succeed. When everything goes right, isn't it an opportunity to thank God? When I'm not stoned at the pulpit area, or when I get a package in the mail because of some of these messages and there's not a bomb in it, huh? Learn how to praise the Lord, people. Are you hearing this? Woo-hoo! Woo! You up in the balcony! Woo-hoo! Oh, that we are to be grateful in the moments of prosperity and of victory. That also means we are to be thankful when we fail. Oh, that is a terrible word for any Christian to use. Hey, I know there are people out there that never fails. But we do fail. There are days when I am totally F minus. We do fail. Are you hearing this? God will work it out somehow. The world doesn't revolve around your victories and how great you were that day. But I believe that in the midst of defeat, in the midst of humiliation, hearts should be full of praise and thanks to God. See, our age, I believe this, in the age of quoting prosperity verses over our thankless, praiseless bodies, has passed. I mean, if you're not doing something for the Lord, it's pretty hard for you to get excited. I mean, if you can't even come to church, it's pretty hard for you to get excited when there's a move of God going on. Are you hearing this? See, we have become bargain conscious with God, haven't we? I'll praise God when I get my answer. I had to laugh. One lady came to our church and fortune had befallen her and she'd become quite wealthy and in her own right. And before that, she was just barely making it, you know, eating dog food and cat food and so on like that. No? Oh, she was generous with her praise. Praise the Lord! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So everybody could hear. I mean, the whole place was kind of looking like, what? Praise the Lord, Lord. And I thought, well, don't get critical. I mean, maybe she really means it this time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But see, you got to use two hands when you carry these trays. And she was just praising God and carrying on and everything. And then she lost her keys. Oh, man, she lost praises. I come down here and this is the thanks I get for God. God, I come down here to help. This is the thanks. Even her voice changed. This is what I get. Where are those keys? And she walked through the whole building. She couldn't have found them. She was too busy just shaking her head and looking around. She was blind with rage. Oh, I lost those keys. I can't find them. Anyways, oh, I can't. Oh, I have never been so humiliated in my life. Come down here to help God. That's the thanks I get for it. And Janine said, did you look in your top pocket? Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Ha, 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 ha. I thought to myself, if I was to praise the Lord when everything went smoothly in this mission, I would have left a long time ago. I felt like saying that to her, but I didn't. I said it to you today. Totally lost it. Woo! What if the answer is no? What if it's a total no from the Lord? Well, you say, all I have to do is praise and thank God and be positive and do my part. Then God will always give me a positive answer and a response. Well, friend, this could be no. That could be the positive answer. Positively no. Well, a person told me, you got it wrong. I am really sorry to see you on the north side. See, because people need positive preaching down there. Well, I says, why don't you come down here and do it then? No? I said, you think God has called me? Yeah, but see, you got to make some corrections in your directions and never say no. Well, the Bible is all yea and nay, isn't it? Is it all yea? Is there no no's in there? Didn't God say no sometimes? Yeah, there's yeas. Yes, I said no. Yes, you can't go. Yes, I will not allow it. I said, okay, I'll just say yes, and then I'll use that. Yes, I love you, but you can't have $1 million. You would not handle it. You're only 14 months old. Okay, I mean, you have to get around these total nuts, don't you understand? And then again, his answer could be yes. And then again, his answer could be change. My mother used to tell me, when I see you changing, then I'll change. Now, I haven't seen you change yet. Seems like every time I come to school to visit, you're sitting in the hall. Now, I'm not going to change my mind about you until you change. Sometimes the answer from God is change. Well, that's not very positive. I don't like that. I believe I can demand it. I can go to the high courts of praise and say, listen, according to your word. What would you do if your kids came to you like that? I don't care what I said. You have been mean and nasty, and you pulled a handful of hair out of your sister's head, and so the answer has changed. You got to change. Now, I know what I said, but see, what you've done has changed my mind. I do hold that option, son, of changing my mind. Now, you make me change my mind back again by doing what's right. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these? More than these fish? Then feed my sheep. See, our thanks and praise are always tried and tested. And Jesus asked, will you lay down your selfish nets that have been cast out into the world and give me thanks and give me praise? And so we are to be thankful when these bodies of ours are full of vigor and strength and life. And also to be thankful when bedridden. Oh, God, I don't know if I like this ministry or not. In everything, the Bible says. In trials, in good trials and bad trials and troubles and fun and work and sickness and health and wealth and hard times. In everything, give thanks. When friends tell us how much they appreciate us. When they buy us cards and flowers. When they are unkind stinkers. When they are cold and unresponsive, when they throw mud pies, when we rock the cradle, in other words, and when we stand by the grave. Yes, this is the high standard in all things. But don't you see, if we put the conditions on our hearts, and we put all these conditions on our hearts, we become weak and puny when we have conditional prayers. Whew, doesn't work, friend. No, it doesn't work. It also keep us pretty busy in selecting what was worthy of our praises. Let's see, should I give a praise for that one? It is a possible standard. I'm here to tell you today that you, in all things and in everything, can give praise to God. I thought to myself when I was coming to church this morning, and I had something on about mountain climbers or something like that. I thought when we reach the mountain peak, and plant our in everything give thanks flag. How do we do it? How do we reach that mountain peak and plant our flag in all things and in everything give thanks? How do we reach that? How did Paul reach it? He didn't reach it by always being in favorable circumstances and conditions, and we won't either. Now listen, and I want you to hear this, there will never come a time in our lives when everything will come to us finished with all the rough edges off us and the right side up, and we're all going to pass through sorrows and losses and struggles and perplexities and temporary, depressions. Cheeks that are powder dry today may be just flowing and wet with tears tomorrow. And so if we never expect to be thankful in everything, and if we want it to be only when it's to our own liking, it's never going to happen. You're never going to know what this verse means. You just have to start to change yourself, start to humble yourself, and you have to start to say to yourself, well, I'm just going to get a new habit. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. Thank God for these different things that God has given me. Thank God for the different things that He's taken me through. Because you see, gratitude is not the child of circumstances. I mean, the truth is, gratitude is never born purely of our circumstances. It is a fact, folks, and listen to it. The most grateful people are not people who have the most. They are not people who are blessed with good health. For the most part, they are not people who have good minds, fine homes, a good job, great businesses and wonderful mates and good looks. The most grateful people that I have ever met and I know are often the ones, strange as it may seem to your ears, are often the ones who, so far as the world could see, had the least. Look at Paul. He was always full of praise. He was always glad in thanksgiving. And this is not true because Paul had everything. He didn't have a lot. God knows, when I had a lot, I wasn't happy. And it seems like the less I have, following after this simple rule, the very simple rule of giving thanks in everything, I'm happy. Paul here was shipwrecked, the Bible says, stoned, despised, beaten, and finally killed. Well, in closing here, how is this amazing possibility realized? Through faith in God, it is realized. Gratitude is the child of faith. And if you ever get to this place and everything give thanks, you have got to know God. And the only way you're going to get to know God experientially is through the sufferings of Christ. Through being an experienced worker and warrior and praiser and thanksgiver. And that's the only way you're going to get to know Jesus. Otherwise, you're going to come around saying, thinking, I've lost it and I'm dried up. And I believe, like Paul, that all things work together for good for them that love God. Of course, there will always be many times when you do not see the trials and defeats that come to you for any kind of good. You say, well, how can this ever work out? There'll be a lot of times when you don't understand, but later on down the line, God will give you the why of why he answered it that way. Paul, when he was locked up and imprisoned, it was so that he could minister to us right now. He went through all of those things, and Jesus, just so Christ-like he was, Jesus, Paul, we're talking about here, they became, what? Examples for us to follow. If they hadn't gone through all those things, we never would have understood. For the most part, I always complained for a while after I was saved. I said, why did I have to wait till I was 39 and a half years old before I got saved? Well, if I didn't go through a lot of those things, I certainly couldn't have ministered to people. I certainly wouldn't have been valuable. I don't think as valuable as I am to people, and not lifting that up, but I think that my ministry does flourish on account of the trials and tribulations and things that I've been through, even as of late in my life. There's things that have to happen in your life that you can minister. And praise God for that verse that says, all things are working together for good for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. For the most part, when I was called according to my purpose, I had to stay in that purpose, and I had to stand in that purpose, and I had to lose a few things for that thing. But it took some of the rough edges off me. You want to be humbled? Well, just start to believe God. See, you got to water this thing, and you got to weed this thing, and you got to watch over it, and you have to cultivate this thing. It ain't gonna happen. I was reading a story. Well, the people, and I'll close with this. The sun didn't come up that morning. Okay. 5 a.m. it was dark. 6 a.m. it was dark. 7. It was still dark. No birds were singing. Just quiet blackness. And he called up a friend. He says, what's going on? He says, I don't know. There's no sun. The sun didn't come up this morning. Oh, it'll be up after a while. And so they went to bed that night and they said, well, you know what? It'll come up tomorrow for sure. But of course, you see, only darkness the next day. And so they turned on their lights and they turned on their lights in the morning when they dressed, and they had the lights on all through that 24-hour period. They had to drive to work with the lights on. The churches that week were full up with people praying and seeking the Lord. Please God, they were crying out, oh please God, only give us light, only give us sun, only give us a sunrise. Have mercy, our crops won't grow, Lord. We've been so thankless, we've been so praiseless, and finally it comes, and we hear the birds, and we look out, and we see that the sky has reddened. We see two squirrels over there dancing and frolicking about on their hind legs. We see the old grouch across the street rejoicing and praising God and shaking hands. A miracle has happened. And finally, it's all the way up. God, so to speak, has drawn the drapes back, pulled them back, and turned on the sun. All around the world, 5 billion hallelujahs could be heard around the world. What were they saying? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Why were these people happy? Because the sun had been withheld for 8 days. See, the very consistency of God's blessings sometimes seems to kill our gratitude. We take Him for granted. And so we're very much like our kids, methinks. Take a toy home every day, and in a few weeks you will cease to appreciate. You don't appreciate your mother till she's gone for 2 weeks and the house is just built up with garbage. Huh? You don't appreciate the love. You don't appreciate the conversation until she's gone for those 2 weeks. Or a friend we can count on who is constant and always there. All of a sudden, they're not there anymore. And then we say, oh my God, what have I done? Well, I never realized, they say. Learn to appreciate Jesus. Learn to appreciate God. Learn to appreciate the Holy Spirit, the church, the people, the sunrise, the sunset, your mate, the mom, the dad, the life, the health, the job, all things. In all things give. Give up this pride, will you? And so I'm going to close with this. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What's that song that Bob Hope used to sing? Thanks for the memory. Thanks for the promises, the little things you give, the little things you take, the little things we take for granted, and you make no mistake, oh, thank you so much. Start thanking God in all of these things. Thank God for your health. Thank God for the praises of people. Thank God for when you do something that's appreciated, when it isn't appreciated. Because you're doing it all for the glory of God anyway. It's just an added bonus when that happens, isn't it? Just learn how to... Hey, it is a way out of the doldrums, let me tell you. It is a way out. When people let you down and things let you down and situations that you're always going to be in. It's like I told you, son. If you're in a situation right now, you're fanning your face and all of that. Oh, no, I'm just using them. And you know what I mean? But just think, there is a situation where you couldn't complain. You could be dead. Don't be one of those people. Be one of those people that learn how to thank, that have learned how to praise God and all. Praise God for this church and that you had legs to walk down here and crawl on one of these sweaty old seats down here. Praise the Lord for it. Praise God that you're not sitting at home in front of the boob tube. My God, there's nothing worse than people that don't praise God, especially on Sunday. Here you are down here on Sunday. My goodness, you could be sitting at home watching the glass house, or you could be sitting there watching the keys ripple back and forth, or you could be sitting there doing all those things. But I want to tell you something. God really honors that when people get up off their lazy behinds and come to church, brother, and you had to come to church, and you're here by yourself, and you had to come to church, and Roy, you had to come to church. Don't ever think there's an excuse for not coming to church. Huh? I mean, who do you think was here today? The Lord Jesus Christ was here today. Yes, He was, and He's been here every Friday and every Sunday. You know why? I love the Lord. I love the Lord, and I've learned how to praise Him in hard situations. And sometimes I forget about it. Sometimes I get grumpy. But for the most part, I have learned how to praise and give thanks in all things. You know what happened to me? Hey, it makes life a whole lot more tolerable. Say amen, somebody. It will. Hallelujah. Let's give praise the Lord right now. Just lift your arms up and say, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. You can lift your arms up and people don't pass out. Praise the Lord. See, it was all crowded in here. We couldn't do that. Praise the Lord. And there's got to be humor in ministry too, don't there? Huh? You don't just come up and slap people up alongside the head and say, hey, change. No, they just start praising the Lord. They'll change. They enter into the courts of praise. They start praising the Lord and giving thanks. And in all things, they just start to change right away. They start to come to church. They start to, oh, should we go today? I'm kind of tired. Oh, I got a toy. I'll sleep. No, they get there. They get there. They come to church. They get involved in their ministry. They get involved in what's going on because they've praised the Lord. Otherwise, they become dead. Oh, I don't know. Can you come down and help? Well, I think we were, honey, were we going to go fishing this week? Or, well, can I call you back later? Why are the people like that? Because they are not praising the Lord. I know myself, when I don't tank up gas up, you know, fill myself up, power my batteries up with the power of the Holy Ghost by praising, I can't enter in. I'm on the outside. I'm like the elder son. No praising, no thanking, no nothing. Just sit out there behind a barb bush, see, and cuss everybody else out. No, it's entering in. Entering in. Even this elder brother, if he would have entered in pretty soon, hey, elder feller, how you doing? And he would have been here, oh, stop patting on me and start. Huh? But pretty soon he would have softened down. Oh, well, guess I am a bum, because he would have entered in and he would have started praising. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pretty soon he would have been singing and hugging his brother. It would have been a whole total different story, story there. But see, it's all in the receiving of what's preached. You start to praise the Lord in all situations. And brothers and sisters, I think I probably went through the ultimate of situations in the last couple of years here, but yet not really. There's something else that I have to experience. I don't know what it is yet, but it will be coming soon. I know that, and I have to learn how to praise the Lord in it, okay? In the defeats. No, I'm just going to say this one more time. You will have failures. And that's why it says, but all things are working together for good, for the Lord. You will have personal failures. You won't be that spiritual giant you thought you were. You might have your backslidings, you know, and your attitudes, or even the physical. But you will, God will turn it all around to good. Isn't that wonderful? And that's what the promise messages were all about, all 12 of them. If you listen on the radio, want to get that album, it'll be a donation towards the mission. The promises of God. And that's why we can make it, because we go on the promise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I know everybody in here, so I'm not going to have an altar call. But let's just one more time lift our arms and praise the Lord. And while Rhody comes up to sing the final song, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my eyes and my ears. And Lord, thank you for my body and thank you for my mind. Thank you, Lord, for showing me these people that were the retards that were out, the retarded people that were out there, and they were just doing a fantastic job out there, Lord. And thank you for opening my eyes up to the needs of the poor people and the people out there, Lord, that need help. And Lord, we pray for Afghanistan. We praise you, Lord, that you're going to do something over there. Even change people's hearts over there in the east, Lord, in Kuwait and all those places, and keep our people safe over there, Lord. And work it all out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
There you have it. That was episode 290. That was part 2, the conclusion to promise 12. If you missed any of the promises 1 through 12, you can go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you will find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, the show notes, and scripture links. So be sure to check those out. You can join us every Friday for part 1 and every Sunday for part 2 of Pastor Paul's podcast. Next Friday's message, nothing. No, I mean, that's the name of the message. Nothing. Have a great week. God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper. It might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. you're poor. You may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe you're a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
Indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray. You may call me anything. No matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.